Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. St. Paul wrote, "Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The cross of Jesus Christ proclaims his death until he comes. The cross of Jesus Christ makes all the difference in the world. The one who knew no sin became sin for us, men and women, and for our salvation. The cross is the epitome of God's love for us. The cross is used in many different ways all over the place. Some 70 years ago, in one of the little counties in Illinois, the cross made the central piece of their insignia. But 5 years ago, there was a debate in the council if the cross could still remain there. Would it be politically correct? Could this be accepted by all people, Christians and non-Christians, who are faithful citizens of this country and that county? And the debate decided that the cross will no longer be there, although 70 years ago, a little girl in the fifth grade designed this and put that as part of the central piece of the emblem. You recall that less than 2 months ago, there was a debate that made cover story in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. This was about setting up a 90-foot cross or so by not too far from us on Highway 70. Some church proposed that, and there was debate there. And what got my attention was this one word which one person mouthed: setting up such a cross is obnoxious. Mind you, if in this free country, if I said such a word about another religion, I would be written up for hate crime. The cross continues to be a scandal. And I heard that a couple of weeks ago, in a little school in New York, the teacher asked the students to sing their favorite hymn, or song, I must say. And one little girl stood up and started singing, "Jesus Loves Me, This I Know." The teacher had to call her and ask her to stop. "Mary, this is not the song that we sing in school. Would you go back to your seat, put your head down until we ask you to raise your head?" The word of the cross puts people to shame. And the word of the cross puts those who bear the cross also to shame. But it is on that cross, everything that had to happen for humankind and for the whole world happened. On the cross, God reconciled us to himself. And the Apostle Paul said, "This is the gospel. We preach Christ and him crucified. We preach Christ to put to shame the wise of the world and make wise unto salvation the most foolish and all of the world." It is the cross that becomes the foundation and the source and the strength of all human beings. There is no other gospel, no gospel of Judas. Even if an angel from heaven would preach a gospel which is contrary to this apostolic gospel that has been preached, that Christ has come, Christ has died, and Christ shall live again, let that preaching be accursed, Paul wrote. The cross is the center of the Christian message. Surprisingly, this cross is no scandal. If it would be part of the insignia of the blue cross or the blue shield, or if it would mark the grave of the unknown soldier, or if it even be tattooed on the hands of somebody who might be about to rob a bank, there the cross is no scandal. Because, you know, on that cross, nobody hangs. That cross does not symbolize life and death. It is just a symbol with no meaning. But this one, the one that the church preaches, and you and I are privileged to witness and live by and live under, is the one that makes all the difference in the world. Scandal as it might be, it is the life-giving symbol of life. It shows where death is no longer the final word. Death is only the beginning, the opening of a new life, a life of freedom, life of peace, and life of comfort. And our Lord put this cross and scorned its shame. His is the victory, because only he could do it. He did it for the forgiveness of our sins and the sins of the whole world. And only he could do it. When he went about proclaiming the kingdom and demonstrating the presence of the kingdom by word and by signs, and even in instances where he himself declared the forgiveness of sins, the doctors of the law, the Pharisees, asked him. Only God can forgive sins. How dare you do this? But the Lord, we know, showed that he had authority to forgive sins. Jews cannot believe it. Hindus cannot comprehend it. Muslims deny it. This is impossible. The one thing that is possible, and possible only by God himself, has been accomplished. Therefore, we proclaim his death, the death of the only one who hung on the cross for us until he comes. No other symbol except the cross would make it. You heard this a few months ago, when in some country the leader of the Islamic movement, Prophet Muhammad, was cartooned. There was an outrage. The whole world was upset with what was happening. And this religion had that power to shake the world. Politicians, national leaders, society leaders had to come down, bow down on their knees and apologize. And even Islam does not say that Muhammad is God or the incarnation of God. He was just a prophet. What happens among us Christians, we do take our Lord also with a sense of humor. Some of the Christian cartoonists have sent Jesus at bat, and others have portrayed him as the greatest quarterback who won the Super Bowl. And we have that much freedom. But the freedom, this kind, and particularly the freedom that we have from death, came to us because this one laid down his life for us. And the Lord said, no greater love than has anyone than the one who would lay down his life for others. That's what he demonstrated on the cross of Jesus Christ. And where there is forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation. Our studies here and training is ending in a couple of weeks for this year. And we are about to enter our communities and our church and our fellow believers and unbelievers bearing the cross of Jesus Christ. As we move and as we get ready packing and driving, remember this: travel light. Take with you the cross of Jesus Christ. not the 90-foot pole, but the sinful one, imprinted upon your forehead and on your heart by the waters of baptism, reminding you that he is with you even to the end of the age, tattooed on your forehead and all over you, demonstrating before the world that because he lives, I live also. Preach the word as we preach repentance, forgiveness, and salvation follow. God grant us to be bearers of the cross and witnesses of saving grace wherever he sends us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.